Tantor Audio presents Under a War-Torn Sky by L. M. Eliot, narrated by Elizabeth Wiley. Chapter 1. March, 1944.
Pull her up, Hank! Pull her up!
Henry's arms were locked through the steering wheel of his B-24. He was yanking with all he had, but the wheel was stuck solid.
I can't! She won't budge!
The bomber was in a death dive. Henry's pilot had hurled them into the dive to put out a fire in the plane's engines. The fire had erupted after a Nazi fighter shot up their wing. The force of the winds against the bomber as it hurtled toward the ground was the only thing strong enough to snuff out the flames. Still, Henry knew the pilot's strategy was a real gamble. There was no guarantee that, once the plane was rocketing to Earth, her two pilots would be able to wrestle her level again. Right now, the plane was bucking and rattling enough to shake a guy's teeth loose. Over the intercom, Henry listened to the panic of the crew.
We're going down! Do something, Hank, please! I don't want to die!
In his mind, Henry heard the distant growl of his father.
Do something, you idiot!
The surly voice slapped him into action. Henry had learned to cheat death at the very last second during flight training. Hadn't he repeatedly yanked his plane up just before smashing into something, forcing out a big man guffaw to hide the fact he'd almost wet his pants, he'd been so afraid? He could do this. Just yank the wheel, Henry. Yank it hard to level the plane off.
Bang, 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 bang!
A German Messerschmitt zoomed past to strafe the bomber's cockpit one last time. Henry couldn't believe it.